Now, 1 John chapter 2, verse 22, we're going to skip several verses, and we'll come back to these verses later. But 1 John 2:22 says, "Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son." So one of the characteristics of Antichrist we're going to find is that Antichrist promotes a lie. Antichrist promotes a lie. And the thing we see here in verse 22 of 1 John 2 is that John says that an Antichrist is a liar because he denies that Jesus is the Christ. The Antichrist is a liar, or an Antichrist in our case, is a liar because he denies that Jesus is the Christ. Now, if the individual in question simply was mistaken regarding Christ, then we would call him ignorant. We'd call him incorrect. But he would not be a liar, you see. In order to be a liar, the person would have to know the truth, but tell a falsehood instead. This word liar in Greek, 5583, is simply translated from the word meaning a liar. But it also means one who has broken faith, a false and faithless man. Now the devil, who is the god of the Antichrist, certainly broke faith when he became the adversary of God. It's not unusual to know or believe that the Antichrist is of the same character. So if the Antichrist is a liar, or if an Antichrist is a liar, either big A or small A, it means that it is his intention to deceive. In other words, he's intentionally out there trying to deceive people. And this is important to remember. An Antichrist is attempting to deceive others to believe something about Christ that is not true. Therefore, he will attempt to gain trust by appearing to be something that he is not. You see, the Antichrist and the Antichrists that are out there today, okay, they're not simply mistaken, okay? They're not simply people who, if they had proper teaching, okay, you could straighten them out. If that were the case, they would not be Antichrists. An Antichrist is a liar. An Antichrist is intentionally trying to deceive people. So in order to do this, he's got to appear to be something that he really isn't. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." Well, see, if you have to transform yourself into something, that means that's not who you really are. 2 Peter 2, verse 1 says, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction." Now, here we are again with a group of people, Peter comments on, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies. In other words, their intent is to deceive. They're not innocently bringing in destructive heresies, because then they would do it secretly. The fact that they're doing it secretly is an indication that they're attempting to hoodwink somebody, pull the wool over somebody's eyes. Jesus himself comments on this in Matthew 7 and 15, where he says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." Now, why would someone come to you in sheep's clothing that is not a sheep? I'd have to assume that it is because that individual wants to pretend to be a sheep in order to gain the confidence of the sheep, so that he may eat the sheep. So beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Now we see in 2 Corinthians, which I read, we're talking about false apostles, deceitful workers. in 2 Peter 2, we're looking at false prophets, false teachers. And in Matthew 7:15, we're looking at false prophets again. And there's a correlation between the many antichrists and these false prophets we keep seeing occurring in these scriptures, identifying people attempting to deliberately deceive folks. And we'll get more of that as we go along. So the first characteristic we want to see of the Antichrist is that he promotes a lie. All right? The Antichrist denies that Jesus is the Christ. All right? When we say the Christ, we mean the anointed one, referring to the anointing received by priests and kings, which recognize the special divine calling and empowering. In 1 Samuel 16, we see the anointing of David by Samuel in verse 13. 1 Samuel 16:13 says, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah." Boy, that was a good story back in 1 Samuel. Well worth rereading. Luke 4:18 makes this statement. Really, it's quoting an Old Testament passage, and actually Jesus is speaking. And Jesus says, quote, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." So as we can see in Luke 4:18, Jesus himself quotes the Old Testament scripture and says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." The Christ is the anointed one, you see, specially set apart and identified by the Father for a special work. Acts 10:38 says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." So as we can see, Jesus is the Christ. He is the prophesied King of Israel who will fulfill God's covenants to his people. We see in Matthew 2:2, Matthew 27:11. Jesus is the high priest after the order of Melchizedek, who provides eternal salvation through his own blood, Hebrews 6:20, Hebrews 9:12. Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who will return to the earth to vindicate his people, to judge his enemies, and to rule from the throne of David with a rod of iron for 1,000 years. We see this in Revelation 19:16, Revelation 20:4. Jesus is the theanthropic person. When I say theanthropic person, he is God and he is man. Anthropos means man, theos means God. He's the theanthropic person, possessing two natures in one divine person forever. We say he is perfect humanity, an undiminished deity in one person forever. Jesus is the second person of the Godhead, equal with the Father in eternality, in power, in righteousness, as in all of his essence. We see this in John 10:30-33. We see it in Titus 2:13. Now, on the other hand, the Antichrist, because he denies the deity of Christ, also denies the Trinity, and by this denies the Father as well. You see, if you deny that Christ is God, that Jesus is the anointed one, the God-man, okay, who existed in eternity, but was manifest among men in the flesh by means of the virgin birth. When you deny that, then what you're doing is denying the Trinity, because it is the Trinity that helps us to understand and remember that Jesus is God, and that Jesus is equal to the Father and equal to the Spirit. But when you take Jesus out of the Trinity, then you are denying the Father as well. Jesus was threatened with stoning in John chapter 10 because in verse 30 he said, "I and the Father are one." Well, if they're one, when you deny one, you deny the other. And the Pharisees said, pick up stones to stone him. And Jesus asked him, he said, for what good work do you stone me? And they said, for a good work, we do not stone you, but because you being a man, make yourself equal to God. You see, the Jews understood what Jesus' claim was. It's folk today that pretend as if they don't understand who Jesus claimed to be. Now, the Antichrist is a liar because he knows precisely who Jesus claimed to be. You see, the Christ, the Messiah, okay, the Son of God. And because he understands this, it makes him not mistaken, not incorrect, it makes him a liar. Okay. Now, the Antichrist denies that Jesus is the Christ. He claims through subtlety and deception that Jesus is not who he claims to be. And this is what the Bible calls the lie. The lie. T-H-E. Lie. Okay, and we're going to see a reference to that elsewhere when we get to talking about the mystery of iniquity.